This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Now listening to the J-Dub 561 Show. J-Dub 561 Show. The J-Dub 561 Show. Playing the hottest Christian hip-hop, pop, and rock in the universe.
Here we go!
Hey! What's going on, you guys? You know I am excited to be here every single Saturday. We got an amazing lineup for you today. If you just tuned in, no, your station didn't change. You're still listening to WCNO, but this is the J-Dub 561 Show, where we play the latest and greatest and hottest Christian hip-hop, pop, and R&B in the universe. So sit back, relax, strap in, enjoy the ride. We got an amazing show for you today. I got an amazing message in the chop zone that you're not going to want to miss. I'm telling you, people don't know what the Bible says. And today I'm going to talk about some things that are really modern, that's going on in our society, that are actually in the Bible. And so I can't wait to share that with you, to help you understand what the scripture says, but also to bring you some of the latest, greatest, and amazing Christian hip-hop. And speaking of that, I'm going to start the show off with this artist. This guy, he is going crazy. You gotta check him out. His music is phenomenal, but that's not just why I love him. Let me tell you why I like this guy. His message is so clear. You hear the gospel when this dude raps. You hear the message. You hear the struggles. You hear Jesus in his lyrics and in his rhymes. But the joint is not corny. My man is bringing it hard. He is flipping it upside down, inside out, and all around. And we are going to kick the show off with this guy. Let me tell you what his name is. You have to check him out. Go follow him on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. He's doing amazing things. Great music, great ministry. His name is Jay Monty. And we're going to kick the show off with Jay Monty's new song, Black Leather, on the J-Dub 561 Show, 89.9 FM, WCNO. Keep it locked.
That's it. Okay. When they see the shine, every time I slide, they said that they know I'm a dog. Still ain't hit my prime, every single line, Monty got a show on the raw. Finally saw a sign, Razzle hit my line, told me Jay don't blow it, big dog. If we stacking, then you know I'm a card. If I'm lacking, I'ma go and evolve. Told them I was in the trap, devil on my back, had to get Jehovah involved. They been studying my tracks, if I never rap, their entire flow would dissolve. I heard they talk behind my back, see me, give me doubt, I know that they hope I'ma fall. That's why I be on my own, I withdraw, I'm curry, but they don't throw me the ball. Man, I had to keep a crib where the demons live, I was on my own, it was hard. You could really see my ribs, couldn't feed my kids, I was hoping Brody would call. Now I gotta speed and live with the seasoning, and they give me holy applause. I just had to put myself to the altar. I got red eye, dough in the water. I know the devil talking on the web again. I won't even add on. Heard he cooking up a meal again. I won't even add on. Man, I'm the black leather fact checker. I'm your dad's reverend, the mad veteran. I leave a rapper on his back, severed and crap. For all that irrelevant cap, no cap. I'm actually back again. I'm packing like Pakistan. Settled in to settle. I'm tacking, I'm tapping in. I battle the baddest man. All these rappers that babbling, dabbling. You the grandpa that I travel on. I'm a Babylon, stepping catalog, wrecking analog weapon. I shoot him up like a cameraman. Understand the flow is a deep sea. Really water, know it's a deep need for the father. We are the seat, harder and lead. Like Moses when the seat parted, I mean. My homie in the street, fall on my knees. I hope you know to leave somebody for cream. We go back to the corduroy jeans. Lord, clean my team. I'm giving my pen to heal them up. I did what I did to get it done. Cause in the end, my kin will live again. My friend ascended up. I'm sipping redemption in the cup. This ain't a trend, give it up. You embarrassing the one that's bearing sin. I gotta lift him up. You might never see me with that Fendi on me, but you might see me with this on 50, homie. I might run up and hit with.
Wait. Yeah, that's it.
You might never see me with the Fendi on me, but you might see me with that some 50, homie. I might run up in here with the blicky on me. I'ma fuck.
When they see the shine, every time I slide, they said that they know I'm a dog. Still ain't hit my prime, every single line, Monty got a show on the raw. Finally saw a sign, Razzle hit my line, told me Jay don't blow it, big dog. If we stacking, then you know I'm a card. If I'm lacking, I'ma go and evolve. Told them I was in the trap, devil on my back, had to get Jehovah involved. They been studying my tracks, if I never rap, their entire flow would dissolve.
I heard they talk behind my back, see me, give me doubt, I know that they hope I'ma fall.
That's why I be on my own, I withdraw, I'm curry, but they don't throw me the ball.
too many friends telling stories, making me cringe. Talk about the places they've been through, the rabbit hole with they men. And I wish to God that I didn't relate. Hear them talk, it just trigger replay. I'm in therapy, you know these days. You can't marry me, keep your G-ways. Don't try to call, she not a doll. You wanna play, go get a gang. We got better things, better things.
That was Better Things by V Rose. And before that, we had Back Leather by Jay Monte. This is the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM. WCNO, keep it locked.
Yeah, I hit the gym, just opened up again. Reza, he loaded me up with two plates. Then I went home, baby, she made me a meal. She loaded me up with two plates. Jump on a whip, registered that in GA. I had to go get me new plates. I just bought a crib, had to move out of New York. I'm really enjoying the space. Jump on a stick, pray that I don't gotta use it, but I got it there just in case. You know what it is, people be talking online, but never say that to my face. Look at my wrist, ain't nothing on it just yet. Everything got its time and its place. If they throw a fit, when you tell them no, that's how you know they ain't respect you up rip. Man, it's a trip. But hey, it could be worse. Say it again for them in the back so they know for sure it could be worse. And life is hard, I thank God, it could be worse. Life is hard, I thank God, it could be worse.
Way, 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 way worse.
Look, it could be worse. Used to be scared of the first. I used to pack up the merch, go do the show. Had to put square on my phone. I used to pray that it work, ain't always work. I used to play at the church. Daddy didn't come with no perks. Hey, what's the verse? Come to me all over thirsty. Got living water for sure. Mine was a nurse. Had a whole life in the purse. Might get a face on the shirt. Take on the waiter right to the table. She asked me what do I want for dessert. I told her surprise me. Ain't much surprise me, man. All of my heels be wildin', man. Look at what happened to Cosby, man. Look at what happened to Robbie, damn. Tryna make sure that it's not me, man. Whole life been knocking me, man. I'ma run when temptation come, it got me, man. But hey, it could be worse. It could be worse. Life is hard. It could be worse. Life is hard. I thank God it could be worse.
Way, 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 way worse.
I love that he called me up and told me that he met this beautiful girl. And when I heard him talking about her, you know, I like started crying because that's the way a man should feel about his woman.
202 down. It's just the beginning. Hey, this is a miracle. Yeah, this is a miracle. Made it through all the tears, all the pain, and through the years. And this is a miracle. Ay. Aha, aha. Yeah, I'm trying not to lose my mind. Eyes in the rear view all the time. Keep release for my life on the line. Instincts make me wanna just run. I'm tryna make it home to the moms. Tryna praise God with the rhymes. Run the light, ain't no need for a gun. One bad move and I'm done. Tryna keep calling me. Yeah, she adoring me. I don't wanna fall, and yeah, you a dog, but please do not talk to me. Yeah, I think about everything I did in life. I got love left and I ain't even right. A lot of things hard, but he saved my life, and I'm still right here. I'm praise on sight, praise on sight. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really came from the mud, like, from the dirt, like. You don't feel me, bro. I be looking back like, this is a miracle. Yeah, this is a miracle. Yeah, made it through all the tears, all the pain, through the years. This is a miracle. Living took everything in me to stop. So much aggression I kept in a bottle. I had to get active just for it to pop. Everything I invest, if it perfect like Tetris, we stack any better, we buying the block. Use VA, I'm talking for real, I seen for real, for real. Thinking back, I'm still stuck in the mind state. I could've been boosting the crime rate. My mama kept praying in broad day. Why would I care what y'all say? They say it's a miracle. These blessings keep coming hysterically. I pray to the storm cause he hear me. Yeah, know he hear me. She
miracles keep happening. I know these blessings, they be heaven sent. God making me a better man, yes. I ain't settling, oh. Miracles keep happening, they keep on. I know these blessings, they be heaven sent. God making me a better man, but I ain't settling, no, no, no.
This is a miracle. Yeah, this is a miracle. All the pain, through the years. This is a miracle. Ayy, aha, aha.
Hey, it's Crystal, baby.
Yo, that was Miracle by your boy Aaron Cole. Before that, we had It Could Be Worse by none other than the Andy Mineo, a great artist right there. You are listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM WCNO. I hope you are enjoying the music, enjoying the message, enjoying the vibes, because we keep it hot, we keep it live, and we keep it Jesus 100% of the time. Yo, I couldn't do this if it wasn't for my listeners, so I have to take a shout out, take a minute to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much to all you out there who are listening. This is a listener-supported radio show program, and it would not be possible without those who are faithful with supporting the show and with being partners, because at the end of the day, I'm trying to share the message of Jesus with the next generation. And I believe that this music that's culturally relevant helps do that. My whole goal is to share Jesus with others. Share Jesus with others. Especially sharing Jesus with the next generation, with the younger generation. If you would like to partner with me in helping me share Jesus with the younger generation, with that next generation, and partner with this show and be a share partner, you and I together are sharing the gospel as you partner with this show. There's a real simple way that you can do that. Praise God, I recently was able to get my 501(c) status, so you can actually make a check to the J-Dub 561 show, and you know, on the check just put J-Dub 561 show, and you can be a share partner, and that is a tax deductible donation, and you could take that check and you can mail it here to the radio station. The address is 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida 34990. And again, you could just make your share partner gift to the J-Dub 561 show, and then you can send it to 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida. And by doing that, you're helping me. You're being a part of this show. You're helping me share Jesus with the next generation. You're helping me share the gospel with others, with people who love hip-hop, whatever demographic or age they may be. Some people, a little bit older, like myself. But would you please just pray about that? I'm looking for monthly partners. I'm looking for a weekly, a bi-weekly, bi-monthly, or even a yearly partner. So a donation of any amount would help keep me doing what we're doing here, bringing you guys some of the freshest. Was Jay Monty not dope or what? And I can't hear you guys respond, but I know somebody out there saying, yeah, man, that Jay Monty guy, he was going hard in the paint. That boy was out of control. And I know, and I got more coming up for you. Plus, when we get into the chop zone today, baby, it's going to get real. I got some things in the Word of God that's going to blow your mind. And it's going to make truth really relevant, really real to people out there. One more time, if you want to be a share partner and help me share the gospel, share Jesus with the next generation, you can do that by making your check payable to the JDub 561 show and then mailing it to 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida. I'll give that to one more time. It's 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida. Thank you so much. People have supported this show since day one. It has blown my mind. This show is literally 100% listener supported. I'm grateful. I'm thankful, and I give all the praise to Jesus. Thank you for supporting us. We're going to get back into the music. You're listening to the JDub 561 show on 89.9 FM WCNO. Keep it locked.
You can't keep going at a rate like this, running from your life when you're meant to live. Gotta keep on breathing.
Lost my granddad in 07, still trying to cope to this day. I was wondering if you went to heaven, yeah, there ain't nothing I could change. I spent late nights, I was scared to die, I ain't wanna see the grave. I was playing games with my heartbeat instead of slowing down just to pray. You've been reaching for the hand you thought you never grab, but Jesus brings the hope you thought you never have. Yeah, tired of living in a nightmare, Lord, I just wanna hear you. Run around this same circle, don't make me feel brand new. You gotta know it ain't over cause you got a hand to hold. Let his peace come rushing through your soul. Too many reasons for you just to let go. There's hope.
You can't keep going at a rate like this, running from your life when you're meant to live. Gotta keep on breathing, yeah. There's too many reasons. No, you can't keep going at a rate like this, burying the past, not to deal with it.
PJ, we lost C-Dub and lost Lil J to these streets, bruh. Got family members on lockdown, I still pray to God to release them. Put my hope in the Father, all these problems just pushing me harder. When I feel like I'm ready to fall out, hit my knees and start crying my heart out. Yeah, shootouts on the corner, daddy got corona trauma singing us to sleep. Yeah, God ain't raised a quitter, this is not the end and we will never be defeated, no. You don't have to fight these battles on your own, God is in control. You gotta know it ain't over cause you got a hand to hold. Let his peace come rushing through your soul. Too many reasons for you just to let go. There's hope.
You can't keep going at a rate like this, running for your life when you're meant to live. Gotta keep on breathing, yeah. There's too many reasons, yeah. No, you can't keep going at a rate like this, burying the past, not to deal with it.
myself. Sympathizing everything I felt. Realizing that I need your help. You got me, you got me, you got me. Can't erase what you always done. Can't undo what you've overcome. Can't believe that you caught me, love. You got me, you got me, you got me. You know me better than I know myself. You're standing by me when there's no one else. When I'm all alone and the window's down.
You got me, you got me.
You never left me, you never will. When I'm believing everything I feel, you pull me back to your perfect will.
You got me.
I put your truth on replay, replay. I need it every day, every day. Ain't worried about that he say, she say. I put your truth on replay, replay. More than the air I breathe, living water I sip, I drink. My emotion wanna take the lead. You say your truth would set me free. I believe that, I need that. When I'm acting out, you bring me back. I pass my heart out on these tracks. Gotta let you know where my mind's at.
On replay, every single word till you change me. Leave behind a curse while you freeze frame. Sing it with me now, sing it with me now.
Put your truth on replay, replay. I need it every day, every day. Ain't worried about that he say, she say. I put your truth on replay, replay. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. About that he say, she say. I put your truth on replay, replay.
I put your truth on replay, replay. I need it every day, every day. Ain't worried about that he say, she say. I put your truth on replay, replay. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
That was Replay by Hillary Jane. Before that, we had Reasons by Holvey. Speaking of Hillary Jane, I'm going to be launching my interview with her on YouTube this Monday at noon. So if you don't follow me on YouTube, my YouTube is JDub561. That's JDUB561 on YouTube. Check out all the interviews on there and more. Here we go.
Riches. I cannot fold on different, so persistent. She know I'm on a mission. Lately I'm cold and distant. Golden inches, I'm one of the chosen children. They got the wrong intention. Roller engine told me put my soul of the system, so I went to the solar system. Load the spaceship, I know where I'm going, where I'm aiming. I'm on that Moses, David, Joseph, Jacob. I've been on the road, let's take it. That's where I hold my faith in, so forsaken. I know they won't embrace me, they got me so mistaken. Chose to face it, I was on a broken pavement. I cannot hold this pain in. Whoa, I been down too long, it's time to lift off. Never dropped the flow that they ain't bit off. They was locked and loaded when they slid off. Thank the Lord that they ain't fight that stick off. I know he returning like a kickoff. Get the scent off of me, watch it rinse off. You can't be me, you a spin off of me. Check the list off, they hand a cap out like a crip walk. Bit top, we was on the move, getting licks off. Big dog, just another sinner like a tip off. Pitfall, look at all the misery, the sin brought. Swinging on the beat, we fist fought. Monty been called, knock your wig off. Jehovah, the rock of ages. That's why I pray to God, not crystal. Stop the riddles, falling in my casino. Knock your moccasins, I'll probably pop your lid off. Got some folks in the slammer for swinging them hammers. They say that I'm liable to crash out. It's some spots in Atlanta. If you don't bring manners, it's likely that you gon' get papped out. Losing sleep cause I can't shake the hell of the smell of dead bodies inside of that crack house. You think I'ma let you at your table of soup? Set the label, tell me how to rap now. I'm the chief, I'm the one, I'm the feast, you the crumb. I'm a priest till he come, I never backed out. I'm the teeth, you the gun, you the seed. I'm the sun, laser beam on the gun, I'm finna blast out. I been tweaking on the drums, in the seat, I'm with the sun. I got demons on the run, I brought the bats out. Last season it was fun, they was thinking I was done. I was heating up the run, I got a text now. Yeah. I was seated back in the back, I'm the reason rappers attack. You gon' need to actually rap to see me react to your track. I don't need a plaque, I'ma keep repeating facts. Disassemble, float, and reattach, the king is back. Wait, I got this wine from above.
like a bartender, I poet. They told me rebuke them with love. Now my bar's tender, I'm a poet. I'ma show it, I'ma show it, Yahweh grow it. That's the motor, flow is golden, it's too potent, they can't hold it. They get they place from rodent kitchens, they been coping with it. All these bars will turn your whole home to prison. I'ma go the distance, break they golden image. Way the flow been switching, gave you motion sickness.
Golden ticket, I'm on the road to riches. I cannot fold on difference, so persistent. She know I'm on the mission, lately I'm cold and distant. Golden inches, I'm one of the chosen children. They got the wrong intention, roller engine. Told me pick my soul up the system, so I went to the solar system. Load the spaceship, I know where I'm going, where I'm aiming. I'm on that Moses, David, Joseph, Jacob. I've been on the roll, it's taking. That's where I hold my faith in, so forsaken. I know they won't embrace me, they got me so mistaken. Chose to face it, I was on a broken pavement. I cannot hold this.
I've been messed up, yeah. Stressed out with no luck, yeah. But every time I wake up, yeah. I get a chance to wake up. Thank God I got a chance to wake up, wake up. Another day that get my kick up, cause every time I wake up, I get a chance to wake up. Wake up, wake up.
Wake up, little slick, get up out of bed. You was like a couple steps away from being out of here. Thank you for my granny prayers. Thank you for my partner now. I thought I was finished, yeah. Jesus told me start again. I will party sundown till day's end. Making money that I can't spend. I had a failing marriage and some fake friends. I had to doubt my doubts and let faith in. Was broken. God done brought me out like I was Moses. I'm chosen. Woke up Sunday morning feeling focused. Funny acting. Swipe left, yeah. That's on mama's always capping. Swipe left, yeah. No more drama. Boy, you know you blessed. Last night was a mess. God just hit refresh.
I've been messed up, stressed out with no luck. But every time I wake up, I get a chance to wake up. Thank God I got a chance to wake up. Another day that get my kick-o. Cause every time I wake up, I get a chance to wake up. Wake up, wake up.
Wake up in the new Diablo. Father church me like I'm Pablo. Sunday service on the front stoop with a cup of tea in the condo. Tony Evans kicking convo, walking me through my storm. And I ain't grew up hearing gospel, but I got it playing this morning. I done been through this a time or two. I keep going back, but now I'm finally through. I'm like, if I was God, I'd be tired of you. But he be open arms like he desire you. I'm like, wow. Smoking, sipping, slipping, thought I lost my grip and wow. Pull me back and told me I'm forgiven.
I woke up Sunday morning, weighed up on my chest. Had to remind myself that every day I'm blessed. Cause every time I wake up, I get a chance to wake up. Thank God I got a chance to wake up, wake up. Another day that get my kick up. Cause every time I wake up, I get a chance to wake up. Wake up, wake up, wow.
That was Sunday Morning by your boy Lecrae, the legend in the hip-hop, Christian hip-hop game. Before that, we had another Jay Monte song called Solar System. I'm telling you, Jay Monte is hot, baby. Look out for him. Also, just a reminder, I said earlier, I'm going to be releasing the Hillary Jane interview on my YouTube page. So if you don't follow me on YouTube, my YouTube account is JDUB561. So just go in there and type in JDUB561, and you'll see... I launched the interview, the video interview of me and Aaron Cole that we did on the show last Saturday. That's on there and more other previous interviews from the show. So check that out on my YouTube page, which is, again, JDUB561. And also check me out on my website where you can sign up for the mailing list and get a list of songs that we play every Friday. So if you're trying to find out this, what is this music that we play, and you missed a name or something, you can get that list sent to you. And again, my website is jdub561music.com. that's jdub561music. Make sure you put the word music in there, because I used to have a website, jdub561.com, but somebody stole it from me. So I put music on the end. Ha! There you go, baby. Not going to stop me. All right. Well, guys, we are at the point in the show when I do the Chop Zone. We open up the Word of God. We chop it up. Now, just a warning, if you have children in the room right now that are under the age of 13 or you don't want to hear sensitive topics, I'm going to be talking about the concept, the subject, and see what the Bible says about addiction. So there's going to be some adult content in this discussion here. So if there's kids in the room right now or any, you know, children that you just don't feel you want hearing about these sensitive subject matter, then I'm going to give you the chance now to turn the radio off or to send them out of the room or send them outside to go play and have popsicle, something like that. All right, here's your chance. 3, 2, 1. Okay, we're going to get into it, baby. We're going to talk about what does the Bible have to say about addiction. And I have four scriptures for you that I want to share because the Bible does speak about these specific addictions and topics. And I want you to realize that the Bible talks about it. And so many times people are like, says, you know, what does the Bible have to say about life? You know, it's a 2,000-year-old book. How could it be relevant? Well, I'm telling you, it was divine. It's divine. It's inspired. And it is very relevant. And even on this subject of addiction that our society wrestles with, okay? $1 billion industry helping people overcome addiction, all right? So is it a problem? I think it is. So the first scripture I want to start out with comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. Again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, where it says, I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. And it's that last portion that I want to focus on, not being mastered by something. What does it mean if you are mastered by something? You are owned by it, okay? You are owned by it. You have no rights. When a human being is as a slave, they have no rights. They're owned by their master. And this is the thing of addictions, is when you are stuck in an addiction that you have to do, you are owned by it. You are a slave to that addiction. And the Bible says that you should be mastered by nothing. You should be a slave to nothing, my brothers and sisters. That is not good. That is not beneficial. And that is the first place that I want to start out here, is just saying addictions, the Bible, I mean, we know that addictions are bad, but the Bible is telling you here, 2,000 years ago, addictions are bad. You should not be mastered by anything. And I don't care if that is alcohol, weed, pornography, fornication, drugs, or whatever it is. If it's something that you say, I can't stop doing this, then you're being mastered by it. I have to XYZ, then you're a slave to it. And so the Bible says, do not be mastered by anything. Now, I'm going to touch on three different addictions specifically and see what the Bible has to say about them. And those addictions that I'm going to talk about today are alcoholism, drug abuse, and pornography. So those are the three that I'm going to hit today, and I got three specific scriptures that I believe talk to those. And so we're really setting a groundwork for what the Bible speaks about the subject area. And the Bible does speak on it, okay? And I want you to know that the Bible speaks on it, and I want you to know where the Bible speaks on it so that you're not ignorant and that you're empowered and equipped to be a strong and effective man and woman of God. So start out with let's just start with alcohol, baby. Ephesians chapter, and I'm going to take everything from the New Testament, just because sometimes people say, well, that's the Old Testament. I mean, like, it's not relevant. Look, just for those people out there that say, well, that's the Old Testament. If you're one of those kind of people, the Old Testament is relevant, okay? Jesus did away with the ritual law, and he fulfilled our righteousness through his blood on the cross, but the moral law is still applicable to us, and that was a mouthful, but all that to say that the Bible is still relevant. The Old Testament is still relevant, not the ritual law where it talks about you can't wear clothing that's mixed with different cloth, or, you know, don't get tattoos. That's some old stuff. That's ritual. But moral, you know, honor your mother and father, put your God first, do not steal, do not murder. Those things still apply. But for the sake of argument, I'm sticking with New Testament. So the first scripture comes from Ephesians, talking about alcoholism. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Now, so we start here with alcoholism and drunkenness. And some people, you might say, well, duh, I knew that. Okay, well, guess what? Then this is not for you. Okay, some people don't know where the Bible says these kind of things, but I'm telling you right now, it's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, do not get drunk on wine. Now, if you're somebody like me, and I don't understand why you drink wine, because I feel like it tastes like, you know, dirty water filtered through a sweaty sock, you know, I just don't understand it. It's just not my thing. But I do know there's people out there that love it. They're wine connoisseurs, and they put it in their mouth, they swish it around, they spit it out. I'm all about spitting it out because I think it's disgusting. But if you're one of those people that likes your wine, it's saying just don't get drunk on wine. I saw something very interesting the other week where it was talking about the alcohol from that we consume today, very different from the alcohol that they consumed back then, because they didn't have the science of perfecting. You know, we got proof, right? It's like we have those proofs, like that tells you that it's 100 proof, 10 proof, 80 proof, or how strong the alcohol is, because we can control it. We can manipulate it. So we have greater science. So there was, you know, some wine back then that was definitely not as strong. And if you want to challenge me on this, go look at the first miracle that Jesus did. He created that water and the wine. And what did the host of the party say? Or somebody said, wow, you kept the good wine for last. So there's obviously, there was a scale of wine back then. There was good wine, bad wine, strong wine, not so strong. They mix it together and have a good time. But today, when you get alcohol, you know it's gonna have alcohol in it. You know, you get some wine, you know it's going to have alcohol in it. And so it's just saying don't get drunk. That's the first scripture we talk about alcoholism, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And next I want to jump into pornography. Very, very simple concept. Matthew 5, verse 28 tells you, but I tell you that anyone that looks on a woman lustfully has already committed adultery. So therefore, if we are looking at a woman or looking at a man in a lustful manner, you know, fantasizing sexually, that's a sin. So that's not a good thing to do. And that's on pornography. And last, I want to talk about drugs. Okay, so for the drug scripture, if you didn't get that last scripture, let me just recite the scriptures again. First one was Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. The second one was Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. And this last one is Galatians. I'm talking about drugs right now. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. And it says, the acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft. Now, let me stop right there. And you say, well, J-Dub, I thought this was going to be about drugs. Well, let me tell you something. Guess where they get the word pharmaceutical from? It comes from this word witchcraft. The Greek word for witchcraft is pharmakia. That's where they get the word pharmacy. Why? Because witchcraft back in the day, many times, oftentimes, was drug-induced, altered states to create this spiritual experience, altered mind experience, and they used drugs for it. And of course, they had their seances or whatever they're going to do, blah, 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 blah. But many times it was drug manipulation. They didn't have a drug culture back then, even though they did. It was just not, they don't have that context and understanding that we have today. But they used drugs to manipulate the state of mind, to alter your mind. And Galatians says this is an act of the flesh. Now, if you don't know what an act of the flesh is, it's a contrary to the act of the spirit. So it's a bad thing. It's a thing that you don't want to do. And it says here, you know, the acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft. And it goes on to list some others. But the ones that I want to focus on is the witchcraft. The drugs is just not good. And if they had a drug culture back then, I'd be like, I believe Jesus would be like, hey, you know, chill out on the drugs. That's what I think, but that's my opinion. You can think what you want, but that's where the word drugs come from. It comes from this word witchcraft. Now, and the one drug that I want to focus on specifically today, and this is going to wrap up my little discussion on addictions, I'm focusing on alcoholism, I'm focusing on pornography, but in the drugs, I'm going to focus on weed. I want to focus on marijuana. Just want to do it. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, that's not addictive. Well, okay, I did a little research, and this isn't the, you know, end-all be-all, but if you go to the American Addiction Society online or whatever, it tells you that drugs, about 4 million people, actually, I have a whole little thing here, is weed addictive? American Addictive Centers puts it like this, for all... marijuana can be problematic for some users, despite relatively widespread perceptions that would suggest otherwise. Frequent marijuana use is associated with the development of physiological dependency, distant withdrawal syndrome, and addiction. Signs of addiction include using more than intended, neglecting responsibilities. We've never seen a weed head neglect responsibilities, have we? Oh, never. in favor of marijuana use, a tolerance. Everybody knows you use something, you use drugs so many times, you build up a tolerance. And also withdrawal symptoms. Now, listen to this. About 4 million people struggle with marijuana addiction in 2017 alone. Just 2017 alone. Okay. And over 200,000 sought treatment in 2015. So it's a problem. You know, I mean, I don't know what you want to say. But so here's these three scriptures that talk about alcoholism, pornography, drug addiction, drug use, really, I should say. And here's the thing. With all of these things, there is a dopamine reaction. There is a physical dependency that happens. And there's some psychological factors involved too. But here's what we say. Here's what we want to focus on. The Bible wants you to be filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. It does not want you to be mastered by anything. I don't care if it's alcohol. I don't care if it's pornography. I don't care if it's weed, drugs, coke, crack, whatever it is. The Bible wants you to be free. That's what the Bible came to do. All right? We all know the scripture. You know, Jesus will set you free, right? We all know the verse. Who is in the Son is free indeed. But it also says be a disciple. But the Bible came to set you free. Jesus came to set you free from these addictions. It does not want you to be mastered by anything. And all of these categories have an addiction quality to them that create a response in the mind that makes you want to keep doing it. And Jesus doesn't want you to have to be dependent on any kind of substance. That's why Jesus came. And the Holy Spirit and the Word of God can come into your life. The Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is a counselor. The Holy Spirit can come into your life and help you in your weaknesses. The Holy Spirit can comfort you when you need comfort instead of a glass of alcohol. All right? God's Word can teach you what a loving, biblical sexual relationship looks like. Instead of all this garbage on the internet. The best thing that's doing is manipulating your mind to think that sex is something that is really not. And then also messes up your other relationships and marriage and so on and so forth. And not to mention alcohol. I don't even got to mention alcohol. We all know alcohol is a problem. I mean, hello, AA. Hello, Celebrate Recovery. Hello. You know, super problem. But Jesus wants you to be set free. And these are the scriptures that talk about these subjects matters. And this is what Jesus wants for you, not to be mastered by anything. If you're struggling with one of those addictions today, if you're struggling with an addiction, first of all, I say you need to give it over to Jesus in prayer. And I think I'm going to close this out in prayer and pray with you right now. You need to give it over to Jesus in prayer, but also get help, get accountability, get share your struggle with somebody. The enemy wants you to keep it secret. He wants you to keep it to yourself and says, everybody is going to shame you if you share that you're struggling with weed, if you share that you're struggling with alcohol, if you share that you're struggling with pornography. Everybody will say, oh, look at you, you big, fat, dumb loser. But that's a lie from the enemy. And your brothers and sisters in Christ, who are true brothers and sisters, are here to help you, to love you, and to support you. He doesn't want you to confess with your mouth. The Bible says confess with your mouth your sins to your brothers and your sisters so that they can help you. Guys, it's all right here in the Bible. That's why I open it up. That's why I'm talking about it. That's why I want you to get into it. And if I could just share a little bit, you know, I grew up, you know, exposed to pornography like everybody else did. Struggled with it for a long time in my life. And it was only when I shared with other brothers in Christ at a men's retreat and was able to get accountability software put on my electronics and my brothers in Christ held me accountable that I was able to break that bondage. See, sometimes it takes extreme measures. I had to put software on my computer that would send a report to any website that they deemed questionable because it had a word in it that, you know, whatever it said, and it didn't matter. So that accountability stopped me physically from looking at pornography, and it stopped my addiction to the dopamine that I was receiving from it. And I got free. And I believe that was men of God moving in the Spirit of God to help each other, to support each other. The same thing can be done with alcohol. The same thing can be done with drugs. And this is what God wants you to do. Man, it's all right here in the Bible. And I want that freedom for you. So if you're struggling with this area today, I would encourage you, get some help. Talk to your friends. Definitely pray to God. Ask for His deliverance. And be mastered by nothing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this message today. And I'm praying for freedom for anybody that's listening that has a drug addiction, that has a porn addiction, that has an alcohol addiction. Father God, any addiction, whatever. Father, I'm praying that they would get freedom in Jesus' name. Father God, I'm praying and asking for freedom by the power of your Holy Spirit right now, God, for anybody listening all over Palm Beach County, Martin County, Broward County, Okeechobee County, God, everybody that could be listening right now, Father, I pray and ask for your Holy Spirit bondage-breaking freedom in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. We got more great music coming up on the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM, WCNO. Keep it locked.
They said my soul is up for sale, but I ain't never sold that. The truth ain't in the crew you claim if you was ever told that. She was a demon in a dress and I could never go back. Death is enemies with time and I can't get my bro back. Hey, all my sin was paid in blood so I could never hold that. On the hill of Zion if you asking where my show at. In the cross alone as if you asking where my boast at. If you need some proof to hit my line and I'ma show that. Okay, I had to go back south to 20 just to re-up. I flipped the package legal just to pay my lawyer fee up. Now I'm on Katara 40,000 with my feet up. I pray to God he teach me how to show my enemy love. My day one saved me from the grave so he forever G'd up. I might move back to the hood and lead the flock to Jesus. I was baptized in a pool of tears, my spirit cleaned up. I keep a pair of shades for when they speak your memory up. Remember they pulled up to the party with the sawed up shoddy. Now I'm in Pretoria eating biryani, kicking it with my posse. I came out of that foggy, don't know what it cost me. Only people on the fence can get crossed. It ain't no crossing me. I paid the fees from A to Z. I claim the seat. Now I'm in the major league. And I'm giving praise to He. At the taste of feet and face the heat. Embrace the weak. Now I got His grace on me. I know what I aim to be. Yeah. Demons lurking in the city at nighttime. Catch you lacking, you skating on ice. I saw more than they see in a lifetime. I'd be gone if it wasn't for Christ. I was dying, He sent me a lifeline. Now a lifeline is all I'ma write. My steps divine, I'm next in line. To go through and bless your mind. You know what's optimal, not gonna hold you. Thought I told you the metaphors are metaphysical. Heaven's door is what I enter through when I spit to you. I bless the Lord, step in rhythm. Check the score, steady winning. You talking, I'm feeding my little one. Judging my wall. Back then, I was running your house. Paul said, run your race, but you can't cause you too busy running your mouth. I came from the bottom, I graduated cause He saved me. Now I'm finna call His name. I'm too hungry and all these little rappers hate it. They don't know how it feel to be locked in chains. When you spend a good year with no mattress shaking, knowing that your next meal probably far away. You might start understanding my grind. I'm losing my mind cause I'm tired of losing what's mine. I know some real gangsters that silent, you won't even know where they on. They don't talk about money online. Quiet money, Chirac, like Dirk and Vaughn. I'm back and I'm working from the night back to early morn. I fight the track and birth the song. No lack in the globe and your mind to the one you can quote that. All my sin was paid in blood so I could never hold that. On the hill of Zion, if you asking where my show at. In the cross alone, as if you asking where my boast at. If you need some proof to hit my line, then I'ma show that.
Yeah. Tell them to throw the rose on the beat and the dang gone. This is the song that made me wanna rap. Yeah, I dropped the 10-9 on them on the mat. Now it's hot, now I'm playing in the Lincoln Town Cup. The police sending on my car. Mug shots wasn't in the plan. I'm like, who is that? I'm the artist, but it's God that done drew me back. If you got a question, come and ask me. Actually, if you ain't got the drive, get you up in the backseat. Say lot, I want you give me that peace. Head up, don't ever fall in these streets. Heard you looking for me where you found me, ay. And expect to see these angels all around me, ay. Say lot, I want you give me that peace. Head up, don't ever fall.
unfolding these streets. Heard you looking for me where you found me. And expect to see these angels all around. I got angels all around me, yeah. I got angels all around me, yeah. I got these angels all around me, yeah. I got angels all around me, yeah. Squad, load them up. Kiss them up to God while you fold them up. Call a squad, load them up. Him up the guy, you throw him I'm up. From that boogie down, BX, never end, direct. I'm a straight shooter, I never lose to a dude that's Ike. Nothing to say, then I just rather stay quiet. Greatest point I ever made was saved by my silence. So, silence that tough talk, talking on your keyboard. Never get your vision till you fishes learn to see more. Fish inside the sea, more. None of interesting, but people say they hear me all day. Never listening. Greatest difference between those who want and those who achieve is that the ones who really want it never sleep on their dreams. Fair warning, I stay on my grind. It'll definitely cost a lot for you to pay me no mind. Say love, I want you give me that peace. Head up, don't ever fall in these streets. Heard you looking for me where you found me. And expect to see these angels all around. I got angels all around me, yeah. I got angels all around me, yeah. I got these angels all around me, yeah. I got angels all around me, yeah. Riding doing 90 with my windows down. Tell the devil get behind me while I ride around. Ain't no Judas at my table, but we getting bread. Bloodstained wine got me tripping red. Riding through 90 with my windows down. Tell the devil get behind me while I ride around. Ain't no Judas at my table, but we getting bread. Bloodstained wine got me tripping. I got angels all around me, yeah. I got angels all around me, yeah. I got these angels all around me, yeah. I got angels all around me, yeah.
I woke up today, I was thinking I was late. Yeah. How you gonna learn without mistakes? But can I be myself? Is that okay? Clean boy tatted up, break through the padlock. Run like Gallagher, but I ain't playing no games. Me and Josh had a talk, thought I made the right moves. My career not adding up. Met some Christian artists who think they celebrities. I went to 3 award shows, I fell asleep right in the front row. Why they act like they don't know? Cause they need a feature that I flex like the gun show. This rap thing is overrated, never been a king, no David. You talk about God's guarantee, they won't play it. I don't wanna be famous. That's a cost, you can save it. I ain't gon' pay for your playlist. I'm good. Thought I was great until I went down to Hollywood. Always knew that I'd be fine. Yeah, I know God made us one of a kind. Yeah, that's you and I. I woke up today, I was thinking I was late. Yeah, how you gon' learn without mistakes?
Myself, I ain't got time to be nobody else. If I listen to everything everyone else said, my life would be a mess. But God said I'm blessed, so I'm gonna claim blessings all my life instead. My Godfather living water, so you know he got bread. Yeah, being different is a superpower. It's not a deficiency for you to cower. I want all of us to repeat after me, I'm free and I'm so happy. I'm living out what they said that I couldn't be. Wouldn't be, shouldn't be, cause I moved a couple things. Every day I thank the Lord for his grace, for the plans that he made for my life to be great. Competition with who? I'm the illest being me. And it's too much life to live to let him ever get to me, huh?
Firm. I woke up today, I was thinking I was late. Yeah, how you gonna learn without mistakes? I feel like I can't go away, yeah. They try to act cool on just me, yeah.
wish you're perfect. But can I be myself? Is that okay?
Well, guys, here we go. We're coming to the end of another show. I hope you enjoyed the music. I hope you enjoyed the message. I'm praying somebody was blessed today. If you were blessed, drop me a line. You can email me at bookjdub561@gmail.com. Again, that's bookjdub561@gmail.com. Drop me a line, man. If you got a prayer request or if you were blessed, if you're struggling with addiction, I'd love to hear from you. Until next week, guys, stay up, but most definitely, pray up. God bless. Peace.
1 year ago. 1 year ago. Like 1 year ago. I ain't know like where to go. I just had nowhere to roll. Every door appeared to close. I'm praying God would just clear a road. Them enemies suspending me and speaking fear into my soul. I heard him go. You should go and give it up. You should throw in the towel. We both know you had enough. You should lay it down, it's over, man. You know it's done. Where you gon' go, man? You know you never overcome. Talking junk, he's a punk, make me call it quits. Music biz sometimes is feeling like it's politics. But I know your tricks now. See, I am not convinced. I could just fall to bits. I focus on the crucifix. But see, I'm tired and exhausted. I try and then I lost. The bridge is burning, then I crossed it. It's God's will, then I ain't gon' force it. In the meantime, I'm crying to the one who is my portion, like.
Yeah, God's praying for a miracle. Back against the wall with nowhere to go. About to lose it all, but I didn't know. 1 year ago, 1 year ago. I was praying for a miracle. Back against the wall with nowhere to go. About to lose it all, but I didn't know. 1 year ago, 1 year ago.
1 year ago, didn't know just what I know. Then I found a hidden road and went to place I'll never go. God was on his way, told me hold a little more. He is mighty to save. I went through hell and fire, then I rose. But they told me that I'd never make it. Told me to say that I'm okay, smile, just fake it. Ain't no way that you gon' ever change it. You should just hide away, but all the time, man, you're breaking. The type of thinking is so toxic, so I fight my way out of every single spot I'm boxed in. I'm on the floor, me and God are steady talking. Told me, get up, boy, keep on walking. You ain't never lost it. And I'm reborn like a different man. Looking back, I can see he had a different plan. I can see it was all in his hands. So I keep walking now with him when I don't understand. But
a year ago, I was praying for a miracle. Back against the wall with nowhere to go. About to lose it all, but I didn't know. 1 year ago, 1 year ago. I was praying for a miracle. Back against the wall with nowhere to go. About to lose it all, but I didn't know. 1 year ago, 1 year ago. A year ago seems like it should be a long time, but it feels like yesterday. Every night feel like I was losing my mind. Couldn't find the words, but should I let go? Turn loose and move on. It just don't feel right to so me. I stand up, hold on and stay strong with everything inside of me. Cause Lord knows I've been down some bumpy road. Maybe that's what I'm built for. And only God knows just what my future holds. Still praying for a miracle.
Yeah, God's praying for a miracle. Back against the wall with nowhere to go. About to lose it all, but I didn't know. 1 year ago, 1 year ago. I was praying for a miracle. Back against the wall with nowhere to go. About to lose it all, but I didn't know. 1 year ago, 1 year ago.